Let's shift, if you will, to the subject of how you prepare young athletes for dealing with upsets, for dealing with adversity, and then we'll be joining our next segment with Fred Eng for the National Alliance for Youth Sports, who has a lot of anecdotes about that.
Well, yesterday I had an athlete, a young athlete in my office who is a golfer, a female golfer, and we talked about this whole issue of what happens when you don't play well. What happens when you start the tournament off and hit your first drive out of bounds? I said, how do you handle that? She goes, well, you know, in the past, it's always been something that has frustrated me, and then it carries over into the next shot, and the next shot, and my game goes to pot. As soon as, if I hit that bad shot on the first hole, my game's over. And I said, well, you know, sports is all about learning how to deal with failure, more so than winning. We all go out and compete. And for young athletes, they want to go out and have fun, but they want to win. And when they lose, I think what happens is that the most important lesson they can learn comes from their parents and the coaches who are working with them. When they lose, about how to deal with it, how to learn from it, and how to grow from it. The athletes who don't get taught that message, Nick, I think have trouble moving on, and the result for them is they never learn how to deal with failure at a high level of performance.
We're talking with Dr. Andrew Jacobs, who's a nationally known, recognized sports psychologist who works with players and athletes from all levels, but in particular, we're interested on Fridays in focusing on how kids learn the right lessons from the beginning. How do you set up, let's start with age groups, with kids that are first coming into sports? Let's say they're 7-year-olds and they're just beginning in Little League. What advice would you give the coach in terms of helping set them up so they understand that they need to work hard, which is one thing I don't see? We talk about work ethic all the time with Luke Jensen, for instance, but also that they work through adversity when they're disappointed, when they fail, when there is a public humiliation, which is one of the first lessons you get or experiences you get in sports.
I think one of the things that youth sport coaches need to do, quite frankly, is sit down with parents before they work with the kids and talk about their philosophy about winning and losing, most importantly about having fun. But what are we going to teach these kids? What are we here to do? We're here to teach them how to grow and learn this sport. And part of learning and growing in this sport is what happens when you don't succeed. Yeah, you want to score the goal. Yeah, you want to hit a home run. Yes, you want to score a touchdown. Yes, you want to make a basket. But it doesn't happen all the time. And how you teach them how to handle that situation when it doesn't work is just as important as it is when you pat them on the back when it works for them. Mark Turgeon's the basketball coach at Wichita State University. Last year,
formerly at KU.
Player at KU, actually was there when I was a team psychologist. He was a freshman when I was a team psychologist up there. And I could tell right when I met him, that you knew he was going to be a coach. You just knew it. It was in his demeanor. It was in his attitude. And plus, he was only like 5'9", 5'10", so you knew he probably wasn't going to play that long. But the fact was this. There was an interesting article written about him recently where it quoted a number of the players on the team saying one of the things they love about Coach Turgeon is that he doesn't yell and scream. He coaches. When they make a mistake, he pulls them aside and asks them, what did you do wrong? And let's talk about what you have to do to correct it the next time. Instead of criticizing them, he works with them to get better. These players want to win for him. They want to play for him. And to me, that's what coaching young athletes is about. When a youngster makes a mistake, rather than criticizing them, getting mad at them because you're upset, I think your job as a youth sport coach is to coach them on what did you do, ask them what they did wrong if they know it, and a lot of them don't even know, and then try to teach them what to do to make it right.